Here and there the perches gave way under the weight with a crash, and, falling to the ground, destroyed hundreds of the birds beneath, forcing down the dense groups with which every stick was loaded. It was a scene of uproar and confusion. I found it quite useless to speak, or even to shout to those persons who were nearest to me. Even the reports of the guns were seldom heard, and I was made aware of the firing only by seeing the shooters reloading. The uproar continued the whole night, and as I was anxious to know to what distance the sound reached, I sent off a man accustomed to perambulate the forest, who, returning 2 hours afterwards, informed me he had heard it distinctly when 3 miles distant from the spot. Towards the approach of day, the noise in some measure subsided. Long before objects were distinguishable, the pigeons began to move off, in a direction quite different from that in which they had arrived the evening before, and at sunrise all that were able to fly had disappeared.